Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the virtues of Qiyamul Layl, standing up, waking up for Tahajjud Salat. And we explained the difference between Tahajjud and Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl would incorporate all the Salah that is read after the Sunnah of Isha Salah, right up to Fajr, right up to the time of Fajr. That will be Qiyamul Layl. And Tahajjud, although it can be used interchangeably, but it has more a meaning of a person sleeping, and after sleeping he wakes up and then he reads Salah. So this will be Tahajjud Salat. So that's the slight difference between Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl meaning is much broader. It will include any Salah, any Nafil Salah that is performed after the Sunnah of Isha Salah. Whereas Tahajjud has a little bit, a slight shade of difference, that it refers more to Salah that is read after a person wakes up, when sleeping after Isha. In other words, at night when the person goes to sleep, then he wakes up before the Fajr sets in and he performs some Salah. This is the meaning of Tahajjud Salat. Anyway, moving on. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahimallahu rajulan qama min al-layli fasalla wa ayqadha imra'atahu fa'in abat nadaha fi wajhiha al-ma' rahimallahu imra'atan قامت من الليل فصلت وإيقظت زوجها فإن أبا نضحت في وجه الماء رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that may Allah ta'ala show mercy upon a man who gets up at night and performs salah. He wakes up his wife, and if she refuses, he sprinkles some water on her face. May Allah Ta'ala show mercy. Rahim Allahum Ra'atan. May Allah Ta'ala show mercy upon a woman who gets up at night and performs salah. She wakes up her husband, and if he refuses, she sprinkles some water on his face. This hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah Sharif, and Musnad Ahmad. The ulama explained there must be some understanding between husband and wife. The relationship is such that where the husband wakes up and the wife hasn't woken up, and now there's that type of understanding between them. So now to wake her up, he sprinkled some water on her face to encourage her to wake up. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made dua that this type of couple, what a nice couple, they're assisting each other in doing good works. They're assisting each other in waking up for Tahajjud Salah. O Allah, you have special mercy on these type of people. Rahim Allah. O Allah, you have special mercy on these type of people. And ulama explain, if that relationship is there, then this will enhance that relationship. Allah will create more love and more muhabbat in that type of relationship. However, if there's a husband and wife don't have such a good relationship, and now if the husband is going to sprinkle water on the wife's face, then one big fight will happen early in the morning. Therefore, you should understand what the condition is. Look at the condition, then the situation. Don't just say the words of the hadith are saying sprinkle water, because sometimes it can cause a big fight. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أيقظ الرجل أهله من الليل فصليا وصلى ركعتين جميعا كتبا في الذاكرين والذاكرات رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه and حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when a man wakes up his wife at night and they both perform two rakats of salah, each one of them, both of them are performing two rakats of salah together, they are recorded amongst the men and women who remember Allah Ta'ala. What a beautiful hadith, that when a man wakes up his wife at night and they both perform two rakats of salah together, they are recorded among the men and women who remember Allah Ta'ala. This is a special category, ذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those men and women that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one special category of believers. Now if a person just wakes up his wife and they both read two rakats of salah dead of the night, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that they qualify to fit in this special category of believers. Special category of believers are those that remember Allah ta'ala. Those men and those women that remember Allah ta'ala, here by just doing a simple thing like that, they qualify to fit into that special category of believers. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نعس أحدكم في الصلاة فليرقد حتى يذهب عنه النوم فإن أحدكم إذا صلى وهو ناعس لعله يذهب يستغفر فيسب نفسه متفق عليه. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is finishing of this chapter with these two ahadith, beautiful, showing us that there is a balance. In other words, do how much you can manage. Don't do so much that goes beyond your physical ability, then instead of doing something good, you'll end up doing something wrong, you'll do something bad. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if any one of you dozes off whilst in salah, person is reading salah but he's so tired, hardly had any sleep, if any one of you dozes off in salah, he should lie down until his sleepiness disappears. In other words, go and sleep until that sleepiness goes away. If any of you perform salah whilst he is sleepy, it is possible that he intends seeking forgiveness, but he curses himself. Person may be intending asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, but he doesn't know what words he's saying. He's so tired. Instead of asking for forgiveness, now he's saying words that he may be even in curse himself. In Arabic, simple words, person changes, and instead of asking for himself, he can be cursing himself. So therefore, a person in this tired state, this is not the right thing to do. Rather go and sleep, and then wake up when you're a little bit more fresh. But it doesn't mean now a person must miss his Fajr Salah if he's tired. He says, the Hadith says must go sleep. He's not referring to that. Here he's talking about Tahajjud Salat, Nafil Salat, etc. Person is very tired. Now he's not, better thing for him to do is sleep, have a rest, and when he's fresh, he must wake up and do it at that time. Don't overexert yourself. This is what the Hadith is saying, to such an extent that you don't even know what you are saying in your Salah. عن أبي last حديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام أحدكم من الليل فاستعجم القرآن على لسانه فلم يدر ما يقول فليضتجع رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any one of you gets up at night and his recitation of the Quran is incorrect and he does not know what he is saying, then he should lie down. Person is reading Quran, his words are not tying up, his words are not saying, he's not saying the words properly. Sometimes when a person is very, very tired, and even simple words like Surah Fatiha also, or Surah Ikhlas, or read some part of Quran, that words are not coming out properly from his mouth because of that extreme tiredness. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَلْيَبْتَجِعْ, go and sleep. In other words, don't just push yourself and force yourself. If you are so tired that the words are not even coming out, the better thing for you to do at that time is go and sleep. Look at the beautiful balance of Islam, the beautiful balance in deen, taking into consideration everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.